Thank you, Russ. One moment. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call Number 69 on the 9th of May, 2019 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Russ, Lauren, Norm, Boban, Denise, Scott, and Carrie Ann. I did not receive any apologies. We have no observers at this time. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the transcript. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Okay, so the first thing I was hoping we could hear is a status on the tech writer. And I guess.
Hi, Russ. This is Nagar. I'm happy to give you a quick update on that. I spoke with our HR team, and they advised that since the background check has not quite completed yet, the technical writer should not be joining calls this week. However, they are expecting the report to be finalized by close of business on Friday. And as such, starting Monday, the technical writer will be able to join your call, the leadership call, and any subsequent discussions and conversations that you may want to have with them.
Thank you. I think it's really important that all the teams have their homework done in time for the Brussels meeting so that we can.
Hi, Ross. I can hardly hear you. This is Carrie Ann.
How about now?
Yes, it's much better now. Thank you.
Thank you. So it's really important that all of us have our homework done for the Brussels meeting so that we can leave there having given that tech writer a big pile of work to do. The approach that we're taking, I think that you probably have seen this in your email already, is we'll spend the first day with the topic groups getting together to make sure that what they have is finished. I know that the compliance folks we need the most of the time there because they're not having a phone call with the ICANN board compliance folks until next Monday. So they won't have a lot of time to have done the write-up. And so my guess is they will need more time than the rest of the topic teams. And then the second day will then be spent with those topic teams presenting to the entire review team so that we can reach consensus. And then the third day will be spent on the resulting recommendations from those discussions. Does that make sense in terms of a workflow for the 3 days? And we have comments on that. Okay. So that'll be the plan. So the next thing that I'd like to do today is make sure that there's not anything other than that compliance phone call that hasn't happened yet that is blocking any of the topic teams from getting their work done. So Jennifer, could you paste the status URL for the status doc, Google Doc, into the chat?
Hi, Russ. It's in the chat, but I'll just repost it to make sure it's the last link there.
Thank you. Okay, so I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on this, but I do want to make sure that anything that is blocking the team from getting its work done is identified and we find out how to remove that obstacle. So let's start with the ICANN SSR. A couple of these are yellow or yellow, green, one's red. The one that's red is about that phone call that hasn't happened yet. So is there anything we can do to allow progress to go on the ones that are yellow? The information security management, for example. So none of these team members are on the call right now, is that right? Yeah. Okay. Can we scroll that down? Thank you. And Norm or Rom? Is there anything we need to do on six?
No, we're still waiting for a response for one question. We have not got that. I can write up the rest of it, but that section I can just leave blank for now.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving down to the DNS SSR screen. Name collisions, I'm sorry, business continuity plan. See, we're still waiting for two answers. Is that still the case?
Hi, this is Boban. Yes, I just added this sentence there. So we are still waiting on two answers for the BCDR topic.
So Jennifer or Nagar, can you push that along? We really need to have those answers for the meeting next week.
Hi, this is Jennifer. So I chased up the SMEs who are we're still outstanding, waiting on answers from, and they have assured me that they will get the answers ahead of the meeting I asked for early next week at the latest. Although obviously, hopefully we'll get them before then, but we're still chasing them, and hopefully we'll get them soon. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so moving to the next one, name collisions. Denise and Eric are working this. Denise is the only one on the call. Can you, I don't know why this one's yellow, so is there something we can do here? Denise, if you're talking, you're muted.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Can now, yes. Thank you.
Ah, great. Yeah, Eric and I have draft text. We just have one issue to resolve. We should be able to post the draft for everyone to look at early next week.
Great. Thank you. All right, the next one is the best practices on system hardening for LRoot. Okay, we don't have either Naveed or Alon with us. So we don't know where that one is. The next one is Eric and Naveed. We have no status on the accountability and transparency. Neither one of them's here. The next one that is yellow is the IANA registry availability measurements. Scott, can you tell us where we are on that?
Okay. I just need a draft on that one. I haven't had time until I just got out of kicked auditors out of my office yesterday, so I will get on that for next week's call.
Thank you. Okay, the next one that's yellow is the reactive versus proactive compliance. Denise, you're leading this one.
Yeah, we're waiting till the compliance call to complete the draft checks on that.
Oh, this one's also waiting on the call. Yes, okay, I should have read the note. Thank you. The next one is leadership, give ICANN compliance, quick stick. That's the same, that also is waiting on the phone call. And the IDN one is waiting on, still waiting on two answers. So we have text, we just are waiting on those questions to see if we need to make any changes to that text. So again, Jennifer, can you ping the people to make sure we get those? Okay, the next one that is yellow is domain name hijacking. That's Sarko is not leading it, so can either Denise, Norm, or Boban tell us where we are?
Hi, this is Boban. I have no update on this topic. Norm, do you have anything new?
No, it's Norm. I have nothing new.
Nope. Me either. So I guess I'll send an email around and see where we are and what we need to do to get a draft text out next week.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So that moves to future challenges. Eric is the team lead's not here. So Denise, Norm, or Woban, tell us where we are in coalescence. But this one's still blank. So we saw an email last week that Eric is not going to be able to make it to Brussels. So it would be good if one of the other three working this took the lead so that we're sure we have text.
I'm sorry, Russ, which one is this?
The first one in future challenges, coalescence of registries, registrars, and backend operators. Okay, so the next one, Lauren, you're leading, which is access to data and written info. So it's funny that you need to coalesce, but you don't mean that in the sense of you're waiting on topic one. Lauren, if you're trying to talk, you're muted. Did we lose Lauren? Okay, can one of the others working on this share?
Sorry, are you on the access to data?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're not ready yet. I don't know. I wish I had something more to say here. Let me sync up with Lauren and get back to the list.
Okay, thank you. And Number four in the future challenges is new uses for DNS, such as IoT. And that team hadn't gotten together yet last week. I'm hoping that's changed. Carrie Ann?
We had an email chain just trying to see how to coordinate before Brussels. Most person says they're available tomorrow. So the last exchange, we're going to try and reach out to Jennifer just to see if she could help. If not, I'll probably just set up a Zoom and we're going to try and talk about it. But we haven't been able to meet as yet. But we're trying to aim for tomorrow to meet.
All right, the next one that's yellow, Nerul is leading. He's not here, which is root server system protection, assessing the top threats. So Lauren, Norm, or Carrie Ann, since Nerul's not here, do you know where we are?
I think Lauren's audio isn't working. I don't think Norman, I don't think, I haven't seen anything much on this one.
No, I've seen nothing.
So probably should be red and not yellow. I'm not sure why it's yellow.
Okay, can one of you reach out to Nerul and see if we can get this to happen so we come to Brussels prepared. And lastly is the privacy protections. It's the same group of people. The only difference is the leader's Eric, who is also not here.
I think we have most of the responses already. It's just for us to get together and start drafting. I'm not sure if Eric has started as yet to circulate any text, but I haven't seen any email exchanges yet, but I think we have most of the responses.
So this is Lauren. Can everybody hear me now?
Yep.
Yes, Lauren.
Okay. Okay. Just as a note on the stuff where Eric is late, I offered to essentially have a chat with him and kind of take this over, talk things through and kind of take those over. But we haven't got a time for that yet. So I hope this will happen before Brussels. Unfortunately, he's not on the call, so we can't do that. And regarding the data thing where I couldn't be heard, I posted in chat. I'm sure there will be something to speak about and discuss in Brussels. For that one, even though probably not, you know, kind of ready recommendations, but definitely something to talk about.
Okay, so in response to one of our questions, we were basically told that's too sensitive, we're not going to tell you. So I guess we have a couple ways to deal with that. One is to write up a recommendation that says some synopsis needs to be shareable with the whole community, or to argue back about why we need that information. So I was kind of hoping that topic team could come to Brussels with a suggestion and try and get the rest of the team to the same plan. Does that make sense? Okay, not hearing anybody push back on that, so I'm going to assume that's the way we're going to handle that. Okay, that brings us to the end of the agenda. Is there any other business? Okay, hearing none. Jennifer, would you remind us of the actions?
Thanks, Russ. So I have an action to follow up with the SMEs that have answers outstanding to the questions, and team members have the action to do the homework ahead of the Brussels meeting to finish as much drafting and on the topics. And that's all I have, unless there's anything else to add. Thank you.
That's all I know about. All right. Looking forward to seeing everybody in Brussels. Safe travels.
Thanks, everyone.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.